everybody, and welcome to the Path to Good podcast. This is VIP Desk Connect's podcast about how we're trying to make our company an even more awesome place to work. And for the recent episodes, we're kind of changing course a little bit, and we're going to be talking more about sharing our best practices for all of you guys who are new to having a remote workforce, because we have been doing this for many, many years. So if you listen to our last podcast, we really talked about how to get set up for working at home and what are some of the things you're really going to need. And for this podcast, we're going to talk about how you stay connected with your team now that everybody is working remotely, since that's something that we really are experts in this area. And so we just want to be able to help you guys out. So I think we'll start out by introducing the team. My name is Jen, and I am our Vice President of People and Culture, which is our HR team. And so myself and Sally and Maggie, who are going to introduce themselves in a minute, have really been working hard to get content out to you guys and to make sure that our team really feels connected even when we are not together. So with that, I will hand over to Sally to introduce herself.
Thanks, Jen. Thanks, everyone. I'm Sally Hurley. I'm our CEO. And this has been, even though it's a difficult time, it's like makes me happy that we're able to share some of our experience with everyone. And I'll hand it over to Maggie.
Oh, thanks. This is Maggie here. And I head up our fabulous recruiting team. And welcome, Jen and Sally, to our new podcasting experience. I should say that oftentimes we do this in person, and we are adjusting now to do this remotely.
Right.
Yes. We're podcasting out of our own closets. Just like the professional radio hosts are doing right now.
Absolutely. We are all very, you know what? Everyone's having to be flexible and learn new strategies, new ways to get stuff done.
So today we really want to talk to you guys about ways that you can still stay connected even when you're not physically together in the office, because it can be a little bit more difficult. So you have to be really intentional about it. So we're going to share a couple of our tips for some of the things that we do that work really well for us. And one thing that I really love doing is virtual get-togethers. We have virtual happy hours with our team, which I think a lot of companies are starting to do now. People are adapting very quickly. I think last night my husband came downstairs and he's like, "It's the weirdest thing. Everyone's having a happy hour like on a Zoom meeting. Isn't that weird?" I was like, "No, it's not weird. Clearly you don't listen to our podcast because we've talked about that before." I'm like, "No, it's not weird though. I mean, I guess it takes some getting used to, but it's a really good way for the team to get together outside of work, because I think it's really important that, you know, everyone gets to know each other on a personal level to stay and feel connected. So I think having the virtual happy hours really help with that. And even this morning we had virtual coffee hour with the team.
Yeah, that was great.
That was really great too. That was really fun. We did it early in the morning before everyone really started their day, and just a whole bunch of us got on the call and just chatted before we started our day. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that was great. I love that.
And I do know other companies are doing for their lunch shift. Since many people are staying at home, not going out, they're coordinating lunch shifts and then just, you know, kind of getting to know each other a little bit more.
That's awesome. I think in a lot of ways, being really intentional about these kind of things, probably you can get to know your team even better than you knew them before, because you're spending more time getting to know them on a personal level, because you kind of take for granted, I think, that you know someone if you see them every day. So if you're really intentional about talking to the team and getting together with the team, I think that's really good, and it will really help build those relationships and build trust, which you need if you're all working remotely.
I think that's
You need it regardless.
Yeah, you do. And I think what's interesting, maybe a different twist on what we're doing, is it's not just within each department or mm-hmm. each team. So for the first time, we're really like the coffee hangout that we did this morning brought in a different audience than the happy hour, probably because exactly. people are working different times of the day and different things work for different schedules. But I thought that that was great. And I'm noticing that we're also getting to know people that are outside of our day-to-day circle within the company. So that's great.
Yeah, that's true, because I think you usually meet with the people that you work with a lot, but it's awesome when we get to spend some time with everyone who works for our company who we maybe wouldn't get to know otherwise.
Yeah, and another thing that is really working for us and will help your teams stay connected is having those one-on-one meetings with team members. Because while the group gatherings are really fun, they can help relieve stress. You get to know other team members, everything you all just talked about. But those one-on-one meetings can really help with those who may be having some anxiety and just need someone to talk to. Someone to help them through these difficult times. So we encourage everyone out there to do more one-on-one meetings. And of course, we always advocate for using videos, that's really important, and it really does help keep you connected. And information changes so rapidly, and I think a lot of people are just afraid of the unknown. And having you be there to listen to them, to respond to them, is really important. And I would also say, I know for my team, is that in addition to one-on-ones, is continuing our group meetings. Most organizations, you have small or large teams that are used to just tackling projects and working as a real cohesive unit to get things done. And there's so much energy from a group on accomplishing things. So, please keep those meetings up, keep those connections up. And keep everyone, engaged, and whatever you can do to support your team, please do.
Yeah, I think Maggie, when things start to go haywire, which they certainly are for most businesses and most people right now, the first thing to go are standing meetings, because you're drawn into the firestorm of the day to try and resolve problems, and then you aren't connecting. So if you make sure you could shorten them to 15-minute, sort of 15-minute huddles. Then at least you still have that personal connection with people, and you have a chance to check in and see if they're experiencing anything more pressure, more anxiety that they might not share in front of a group.
Yeah, and I think Maggie mentioned doing it on video. I think that's really important only because it's so easy, especially when we're moving a million miles a minute because things are changing day by day. It's really easy to just send someone a chat or a quick email rather than to take the time to have the meeting on video. But I think really keeping those meetings is super duper important. Even if, like you said, you keep it down to 15 minutes, I think it's still just good to connect. Like today, I had my daily huddle, and we just talked about TV shows we're watching. And that's all we talked about, just for a few minutes. That was it. But I still like having that time for us to, just get together was really great.
I think our last meeting was, what do you have in your pantry? Does anybody know what I can cook with an avocado and some spring onions and chicken breast? That was and my team had suggestions.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. I think
That is awesome.
we're just spending more and more time together because people are like, all right, well, I have nowhere to go, so I could stay on a little longer.
Exactly. Like, look forward to a meeting. Like, ooh, a meeting.
I did send that chat. I am guilty of that. I said, wait, I have another meeting. I can't believe this. I'm very grateful for another meeting.
And we have more coming, right? We're trying to coordinate a virtual cooking class and, we came up during one of our gatherings, the idea of doing a talent show virtually. So I think we have some fun things coming.
Yes, I think that will be interesting to figure out how that works. But if we figure out how to do a virtual talent show, we will definitely share that with you guys so that you can do that with your team.
Yeah. That has to be on video. I'm sorry. For
And I
sure.
think this leads into one of the things that I think has really, really kept us going. And I'm going to hand it off to you, Sally, to talk about what you've been trying to, well, not been trying to do, what you've been doing every other day with your messages to the team.
Yeah, I mean, this is a little thing, but I think you prod me constantly, Maggie, to get out there with the team, and I know right now people are anxious about what's happening with their jobs. So one of the things that I'm trying to do is just get a quick video out to the team every other day on top of our updates. I mean, Jen is pulling together great information about what's happening with, all the things that are being passed by the government and policies and what have you. But mine is more like, here's what your executive team, like, here's what we are doing, and this is what we're focused on right now. And that we're, we have you, we're fighting to adapt for clients to make sure that we have work for everybody, we haven't laid anybody off. Really, it's one day at a time, but I think being open in a quick message and just connecting with them that way, they seem to like it. I was shocked. Like, I've always been a big
I've
fan.
been telling you.
Well, I don't think it's because it's me. That's really funny. I think it's just, sometimes you can't squeeze a gathering into your schedule. People have kids at home now, but you can watch a 3-minute video, right? And so I think that gives them comfort. At least that's the feedback that I'm hearing.
Well, I think it makes you more human. That's what kind of we're about. I think they appreciate it. Like you've had to adapt yourself. We talked about before, Sally and Jen, you have traditionally worked in the office. So now you've had to adapt your individual homes to work through that. And I think that like we're all in this together. So I
We
think you're
are.
on it. Yep, your honesty, just really comes through and authenticity, and I think that's what our team really responds to. So any leaders out there is like your team, welcomes that. Sometimes the message can be hard, but people really appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, I mean we're transparent, right, with our clients and our team. So we don't, we're not holding anything back. There's a lot of
Yeah.
confusion right now, but there's also a lot of good coming from, this human to human connection. I'm just amazed. I just try not to watch the news at night and then I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
I also think that I might have some tips in me in a future blog about proper desk chairs because I'm sitting at my son's, he's 12, his desk. I'm like, this is not good for my back. It's like he's only he's shorter. It's not ergonomically correct. That's funny.
Yeah, sitting on the couch, sitting at your kitchen chair. It's not like the greatest option in terms of your back health,
Yeah. Well, that's
but
why one of them were like, have a proper office, have a proper this,
yes.
proper. I do. I have a door closed right now. I have a total setup exactly as we said you should. It's just the chair is short.
Yeah. I know. I don't think Amazon is delivering chairs right now either.
Goodness.
You know what? I think if you put a message out there, someone in your neighborhood may have one, may just show up on your doorstep.
Make sure you
Well,
spray it down with some Lysol.
yes.
Oh my goodness.
Of course.
So those are just some of the tips. If you guys want to learn more about any of the stuff that we have talked about, you can go to our website, vipdesk.com, and you can read our blogs. We're doing a whole series of blogs and podcasts about best practices for remote work. So you can get more information there. And we always end the podcast by talking about something about our culture that is really unique. And so something that we always try to do, even before this, but I think it's even more important now, is sending out a weekly happiness tip to our team. I kind of stopped doing it for a while, and the team, I've heard from multiple people, hey, we really like those happiness tips. So we're gonna make sure we get those out again. And I think especially now when people are under so much stress and so much uncertainty in the world, remembering that there are things out there to be happy about and to be grateful for is really even more important than it's always important, but I think it's even more important now. So sharing ways that the team or things that the team can be grateful for, things that we can remind ourselves, like, oh, we can maybe go outside and walk to the mailbox. That's a simple pleasure I have now, which I never thought would be a pleasure. I cheer for the garbage men
Yes.
makeup. I say thank you and I clap for them. I feel like a Yes, like
3-year-old.
being grateful for those people that are still working and in the grocery stores. It's like there's a lot of things out there that we can still be grateful for. So sending out these weekly happiness tips to the team, I think is really important.
So, Jen, one of the things that I love about the happiness tips, and I'm probably one of those people that's always like, hey, did that go out on Friday? So I love it so much, is just the humanity side of it, that we're looking out for our people. And I think the role for businesses is changing in a good way, and people are feeling a sense of responsibility for their employees more than ever. It's quite heartwarming. I'm happy that we work on this kind of stuff during this kind of crisis.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot since I work in HR, I think it's like it's always kind of been a focus, but I'm really enjoying that companies in general seem to be really looking out for their team right now in this time of crisis and really taking care of their team members where they can. So it's pretty great. Well, thank you everybody for listening, and thank you Sally and Maggie for being awesome co-hosts.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you guys soon. Again, you can go to our website, vipdesk.com, and you can get in touch with us if you have any questions, or you can read our blogs, you can listen to our other podcasts. There's a lot of great resources there. So thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.